All right, let's just get started. Because it's 10:04, I don't want to waste everyone's time. If others join, then we can just field questions or whatever. I think we don't have Phil or Dan today. They're in training, some L3H master training, so they're excused. We do have Mike. I'll turn it over to Mike, and actually we don't have, oh, Melanie did just join. I'll turn it over to Mike for him to talk about any programming updates and things like that, and then I'll kind of go into an overall where we're at and the things that we're focusing right now. So Mike, do you want to take it?
Yeah, thank you. So thanks for joining us. Like Tina said, my team has been continuing on with programming and reprogramming of radios as necessary and requested by the agencies. We just completed Salt Lake County's programming. They made some changes with some encryption on their radios. So we made that that change. And we've now started into the list of other request out there and are trying to hit those as quickly as possible. We know that some of you have been waiting for a few weeks, and so we're going to try and get those kicked out in the next few weeks. We've also engaged members of our radio division team to assist us in other areas where they may be closer or where they may be able to help us get to those faster. So please know that those are getting addressed, and we'll start working through that list. And if you're waiting on that, haven't heard, please reach out to me. We'll get that taken care of and get you taken care of. It's important to make sure that you guys get your needs met and understand this is a continuing process for us and UCA as a whole. Additionally, we're working through all the alias updates and those that have been sent through. We're also working on a new process that we'll send out a newsletter on in the near future, changing where those requests are going to come to, and then internally, we're building a better process to make sure those get handled quickly and efficiently. And so know that we are working through that. There are several that need to be done. And if you still haven't seen that, please continue to reach out to me or my team, and we'll continue to push forward on that to assure that that safety and security of your officers and your responders are getting taken care of as quickly as we can. If there is other needs, we're here to assist. Like I said, we've continued on this process will continue for probably for a long time of changing and cleaning up as you guys and the end users have the opportunity and ability to utilize your radios and see the changes or needs that you need. We're here to assist in that process. So please continue to reach out. And if you have been waiting, again, I apologize for the wait. We are getting back into a little more normalcy of being able to take care of this. So we're excited to come through and finish the process for you. Any questions that you guys have for me?
Just a question on alias updates. How long do you anticipate that part of that project taking? I'm sure there's a lot.
It's probably still going to take a few weeks to complete the process. I mean, there's quite a few that have come in. A lot of the L3 Harris radios were not assigned out to the end, so we're working through all those. I did receive a large list from Salt Lake City, so I've been working with Caesar on that. Some of the small ones that he's been sending it over has been being taken care of pretty quickly, but he did also just send a full list of alias updates. So it's probably going to take a couple weeks to get all those in. Unfortunately, with the current system, the way it is, it's not similar to our old system, and it does have some limitations that we're trying to work through with L3 Harris and our team of how many we can put in, how fast we can put those in without it affecting the sites or the system. And so it's unfortunately right now it's been a slower process, but we are working through that list. Hopefully we can get through those, you know, as quick as we can. And as my team now is kind of more normal, we'll probably have more people able to work on that process than we have had in the last 6 months.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Great. Any other questions for Bean and Dahl? All right, awesome. So in general, some of the things that we are working on for the PSAP side, we have L3H working to complete the console audio levels that we talked about 2 weeks ago with the PSAP group. So we have a script has been written. They've applied that script to the Uinta Basin consoles yesterday, and they are at Salt Lake City 911 today, finishing up their consoles. And then once they get that completed, they will write the specific instructions down. And then we'll be pushing that out to all the PSAPs and then sending an email with the instructions. It'll basically, for the most part, it will be log off, log back on, or log reboot the each console one at a time to have the audio levels take effect. So that you'll see an email from us either today or tomorrow on that, but they are working on that. It's in process. Probably one of the bigger things we're working on from the system side, or from the sites side, from our antennas, our actual towers. We have found some of the antennas to be on the sites have been are broken. We found that through reporting you guys in the field reporting issues to us saying, hey, we're not getting the coverage or there's issues. We're seeing different problems when we're keying up. And so when we've gone out to the sites, that's how we've been able to determine that there is actually an antenna issue. So we have replaced, we've identified 7 broken antennas at different sites. We've replaced 4 of those, and we have a couple more to do. We've also realized that some of the antennas that were approved by UCA, recommended by L3H and approved by UCA during the initial initial designing of the system, if you will, 5 years ago, we don't, we think that a different antenna, different down tilt and gain would be better and more similar to, in terms of coverage, whether the density of the signal and or footprint to our legacy system. So we are in the process of, or have gone through the process of evaluating all of our sites with the what we had for our legacy antenna, down tilt and gain, and what we have on there now with the new design, and any recommended changes. To date, we have 50 antennas that we are planning on replacing. Included in those 50 are the 7 that we've identified as being broken. So an additional 43 that we'll be going through and replacing. We have classified them, or categorized them into different groups of high, medium, and low priority wise. We have the antennas to complete, or have the antennas, or have ordered the antennas to complete all of the high priorities, and we'll be finalizing the order for the medium and low priorities ASAP. The turnaround time on the antennas is typically 6 to 8 weeks. So we do have a meeting scheduled internally next week to talk about the timeline of receiving the antennas and then putting together a schedule. After we get that schedule put together, we will be publishing or having, you know, bringing it up in this chat meeting. I'll certainly be addressing it at our board meeting to identify which sites we'll be replacing and a tentative date based on our order and the projected ship date of the antennas. The antennas that we have switched out so far with the different gain and down tilt, we have seen results exactly what we expected based on our coverage map projections and the new antennas. So we do know that that this is a good route for us to take. And so we will be very aggressive in making those changes. So other than that, we are still working through the punch list. We appreciate those of you that have turned in issues. Also appreciate those that have been turning in coverage issues. That is definitely something that we have started a weekly meeting in-house to look at potential coverage issues and be able to identify clusters and potential areas where we might need a new site. One of the reporting of the coverage issues is twofold. Like I mentioned earlier, it can either identify or can either pinpoint an actual tower issue to us, where if you call in and say, hey, we don't have coverage here, and we know without a doubt you should have coverage, then for us it's something different. Is it a radio issue? Is it one person who experienced the issue? Is it multiple people experiencing the issue? And if that's the case, then it's, you know, then we want to go back and diagnose the tower and the different elements of the tower. The back-end system that monitors the sites and the health of the sites doesn't necessarily throw an error on every single thing that could be wrong. And so sometimes it takes us going out and doing radio testing at the site while someone else is watching the back end to see if every channel is being keyed up, or if it's, or if when multiple channels are keyed up, if it's causing issues, or if, so there's a million things about how we diagnose. So we do really appreciate when people are reporting issues to us. We have updated our website and our trouble ticket. We've gone to a ticketing system, and we've added some additional features and for items that you can report. So it's more specific and not just that basic email form that we had on there. So if you haven't seen our website, if you can go over and check that out. But if you'll just be sure to send or submit all of those issues through our website. I know some of you guys will email us individually or email us as a group, but it's most helpful for us to have it go through our website so that it can create a ticket, can get prioritized, and then added to the punch list meeting call that we have. Right now, we're having that daily. We're going to cut back and have that be just maybe two times a week, but it's definitely something that if they go through the website through the appropriate way, it's easiest for us to track and then follow up. We're also working on being better about how to follow up with you guys as our customers, so you guys understand that we've received it and or what we've done with the issue, and if we've resolved it or what the potential fix is. So we're trying to work on getting better at our feedback to the customers. So oh, thanks for the comment, Jeremy. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. You know, we have not started our burn-in phase. We don't have a date of when we would start our burn-in phase yet. We're still working on some software issues and some software requests that we have into L3H prior to beginning our burn-in. They've been very responsive to us. We've had a lot of good meetings with them. And so we feel confident in where it's going and the progress that's being made. And sometimes maybe you guys don't see every step of progress that we make, but we certainly do and are, you know, excited about. I tell my team all the time, we gotta take pride in the small wins too. So, you know, as long as we're making progress every week, I feel like that's a good thing. And thus far, we've definitely been doing that. I met with the sheriff yesterday, got a lot of feedback from the sheriffs, a lot of them, and even some of the chiefs I've heard from this week have said, you know, that we've definitely seen some improvements and it's definitely moving in the right direction. And so we appreciate that feedback too. Obviously, we want everything done yesterday and would love to have a perfect system right now or yesterday, but it's going to take us time. So we appreciate the patience. The feedback really helps us be able to pinpoint on what the priorities need to be based on, you know, what the problems are. And so we wouldn't be able to make as much progress if we didn't have the feedback, I guess is what I'm saying. So we definitely value that from all of you. So does anyone have any questions for me?
Tina, it's Amber at UDOT. For your ticketing system, we internally have been, I have a Google sheet that I have my staff fill out when they're having coverage issues. Do you want us to enter into your ticketing system maybe some of these older ones that I'm not sure have been addressed through you guys or not, or would you just like them from here on forward?
If you have already submitted them, they don't need to be resubmitted. But just moving forward, if you would just put them through, because we're taking those that we have had previously submitted that we have on a spreadsheet, and we're going to be bulk uploading those into our ticketing system. And then Travis is the one working on our coverage issues to go through a process. So if you've already reported them, then we have them, but that's a great question. Thank you. You have any other questions or comments or concerns or otherwise?
Tina, this is Heidi at Central. I'm just wondering, and I'm sorry, I was a couple minutes late trying to figure out the link. And you might have mentioned this, but has there been any update from Harris regarding the emergency buttons?
We have had some internal discussions that, and with the escalation team, some of the PSAPs have met members of the escalation teams, Marcos and Mike Voiland and Colin. They are testing some things. So that is in process. We are working on some of that. I'm not ready to say that they have a solution, but I know that it is top priority and they are working on it. And I think that I can tell you that we shipped them overnight some things. And so I know it's in process. So I am confident that I believe that they think they might have a solution, but they're not willing to say that to us yet, but they're saying we've made progress on it. So I'll take that as a step in the right direction, but they know that it's top priority for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Heidi, just so you know, I'll be sending you guys, Utah County, another email. We've got some updates on your sites out there in Utah County. I've just kind of waited because the last email I sent to everyone in your group, I said, I'll send you something when we have it, when it's completed. It's not quite there, but I definitely will get an email out today or tomorrow on where we're at. And then I think our final visit will be to those sites will be Friday, or excuse me, not Friday, but Monday and Tuesday to increase the power on those sites. And then I think we will hopefully be able to check those off our list, at least there. But even today, without, you know, the power having been updated, I do feel like they're in a much healthier state than they probably ever have been since going live. So that's good.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I'll watch for it.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Well, for those of you who took the time to join us, we really appreciate it. You know, hopefully you find these of value. Of course, if you have any issues, please submit trouble tickets. If you have any other concerns or you just want to reach out, get an update on something, please don't hesitate to contact us directly. My phone is always on and I'm always happy to take a call. And for those of you that are engaged in our Public Safety Advisory Committee board or committee, or our PSAP Advisory Committee, thank you. For those of you who are not, if you have concerns, if you want something addressed at the committee level, that's certainly reaching out to them is a great way to get on their agenda. We've got the presidents or the presidents, the chairs of those, both of those committees on our website. And so, yeah, we appreciate those that are willing to serve on those committees also. So with that being said, if there are no other comments or questions or concerns or or dad jokes that anyone wants to share, I think we can probably wrap up for the day.
Thanks, Tina.
No, thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tina.
Thank you and your team. Appreciate all the proactive work.
Thanks, Jeremy.